Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear saints of Christ, when we are walking a life of prayer, the Bible says pray without ceasing, and also helping others, we are dead center in the perfect will of God. And we can know that when we are loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourself. Everybody who is not us is our neighbor, by the way. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ also loved the church. And what did he do? And hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And don't you know that as we follow Christ and love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others, that is a sweet smelling savor in the nostrils of a holy God. And what a mighty loving God that we are blessed to serve. Jesus said unto him, this is Matthew 22:37-40, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And this is the first and great commandment, that is to love God. And the second is, he said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's the golden rule again. If you would like to be helped and however you would want to be treated, that's how you are to treat others. Matthew 7:12, inasmuch as you would that men should do to you, you do even so to them. Now, this is simple as far as doctrinally and the knowledge of the truth of God's word, and yet it's something that requires action. Obedience. And I believe this message could launch somebody, and maybe many, into a life of prayer concerning, Lord, help me to love you and love others more. So Jesus then says, on these two commandments hang the law, all the law and the prophets. It's all summed up there in loving God and loving our neighbor. This life, friends, is all about loving God and loving others. It's that simple, to love God and to love others. Now, let me encourage you, as I just mentioned, to begin even possibly right now and say, Lord, help me to love you more. Whatever it takes, God, I'm all yours. And let that love overflow in my life onto the lives of others. I was watching a little video this morning. This guy got out of his car kind of at a local park, and he was just having a hard day. Men carry a lot of weight that we rarely ever speak about, and showed the video, the actual video of this guy, this beautiful black family. I'm going to make that a point just to make a point. It doesn't really matter because we're all one human race, but I believe we need to break the devil's back with all the racism and go love somebody that's not your color. And that's what these guys did. I would speculate maybe they were Christians. I don't know, but it didn't go into that. But this guy gets out the car, this white dude, he had a really nice car, and he's just walking around in the park with his head down, and just, you could tell he was a normal guy, but he was dealing with a lot of stuff, whatever that was. And these two men walked over to him, and one of them gave him a big hug, and then you could see the relief, and then they walked off together so that they could go talk, these three men, and they could probably pray for him or whatever, at least listen to him. And what a blessing. I mean, the opportunities to love our neighbor. And when this hits home, it's all over for the devil, because love never fails. It never fails. If you're in a tense situation and you're not the same as the people around you, and you walk into some kind of situation, if you're full of the love, joy, and peace, and that smile is just emanating from a heart full of Jesus, it's going to break all the darkness. It's going to destroy all the darkness and break all the ice. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is a weapon of warfare. Just try it. Now, here's a good prayer. Let's pray this together as we talk about this vital subject, because the Bible says, above all these things, have fervent, not just charity, but have fervent charity, every one of you, one to another. That's actually 1 Peter 4, verse 7 and 8. Let's read that in Colossians 3:14. Before we pray, we should be praying without ceasing. So what's better than hearing the word and then just asking God to make it real in us? And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. It proves the maturity of the saint when he's walking in God's love. And above, notice he puts priority here, above all these things in the kingdom. It's what? Boils down to the simplicity of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, it's simple to know this truth, and yet it requires action on our part. And that action should begin in prayer, as we're going to pray a short prayer in just a moment, so that God's working in our hearts and he's bringing it to pass in us, because God is love. We are not love, but when we dwell in love, we dwell with God and in God, and his love is made perfect in us. 1 John 4:16-18. And above all these things, put on charity. It doesn't come natural. You got to put it on. You see, as we love God and love others above ourselves, Philippians 2, that's when the kingdom life of Christ is going to begin to shine through your life in such a powerful and creative way. I'm reminded of yesterday. I was in a cafe locally and doing some work, and I had this bumping, I don't know what song it was, but this incredible Christian praise song on. And I guess I was moving my head a little bit. So this young guy walks by me and he saw me. He starts moving his head, and I smiled real big at him. We gave each other high fives and maybe a hug, and him and his friend. This guy was about 15 years old or something, and I began to minister to them. They saw the joy of the Lord. Now, I didn't do that. God did that. But the creative ways that God is going to use us as his love fills us, as we understand the premium value, if you will, in the kingdom that God puts on love. If I'm not walking in love, 1 Corinthians 13, I am nothing but a bunch of noise, clanging cymbals, right? That's why it's a great idea and blessing to read 1 Corinthians 13, the first 8 verses, every single morning. When you read on something in the Bible and then you really concentrate on it, you're fueling that truth to be made real in your life. Again, the love chapter, I highly recommend it. And the recalibrate. Every day, the word recalibrates you, not only as you read it and study numerous chapters each morning, but throughout the day and as you memorize and meditate on the word. That's what godly men do, Psalm 1. Day and night. They don't compartmentalize Jesus. He is the absolute all in all in their life. They're consumed with him. They seek the Lord and his strength. They seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 16:11. So above all these things, we're to do what? Put on charity. Charity is love that results in action. It's not just, oh, I love you, be warm and be filled, as we read over there, and I believe it's 1 John 3. No, it's a love, and how can I help you? Can I tie your shoe? Can I wash your car? Can I help buy you lunch just to be a blessing to you? I often speak of my first pastor, wonderful man of God. He used to tell everybody, look, I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you got to hand the person a dollar. Don't you ever leave anybody the same way you found them. I like that. So above all these things, we're to put on charity, which is the bond or the principle of perfectness or maturity. Perfectness here means maturity or completeness. So above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Memorize that, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Now let's pray, saints, with this word from God already before this message is even over. And we'll talk a few more minutes about this. But let's pray together right now, armed with the knowledge of God. Father, in Jesus' name, please have your, not mine, your way in me. Let me be crucified. In fact, I declare with Paul, I am crucified with Christ right now. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, dear Lord, please fill this, your vessel, with your love to be poured out upon your beloved saints and all of those around me. Let it overflow, Lord. Fill me up overflowing. I love you, my Lord Jesus, and I pray these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, again, this life is all about two things. Is primero es Dios. First, it's God. And then segundos, or secondarily, it is dos. It is about loving others. And it has to work in that order. It's loving God. The cross is first upward, and then it's outward. It pours out through us. That's how ministry takes place right there. Just like the psalmist said in Psalm 23:5, my cup runneth over. What is he saying there? Well, if you read the context of that Psalm 23 and also the whole of the Word of God, you're going to find out that God has to do something in us, beginning with saving us, granting us repentance, and we put our faith in Him, we're regenerated, and then from then forward, we seek the Lord in His strength, seek His face continually, and He's filling us. Jesus said, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they, who's they? Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness daily and perpetually, they shall be filled. How many people listening to me want to be filled? Full of the Holy Ghost of God. And when you are, Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And what's going to happen is that's going to flow out to others. When you walk in the Spirit, abiding in Christ, you're going to have love, joy, and peace overflowing. And that's how anointed ministry happens. It's amazing. And I want to encourage you to embark upon the adventure of seeking the Lord and His strength and seeking His face continually, living a life of prayer, living a crucified life, crying out to Jesus to fill you with His love, joy, and peace, and great, amazing things for the glory of God are going to happen as you let your light shine before men, that they may see the good works of God in you and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Again, this life that Jesus gave us is all about loving God and others. So it all boils down to who we choose to love most. Yes, that's the test of our love and our loyalty to Him. Do we love God supremely above ourselves? Do we keep under our bodies, 1 Corinthians 9:27, keep them crucified with Christ, keep them under the dominion and control of the Holy Ghost by living a crucified life where God is raising us up reciprocally? And when He's doing that, He is love and He is the life, and you're going to be full of His life and love. It's really that simple. God working in you and then God working through you. Again, the cross is first vertical and then it's horizontal. And we see that right there in our main text, Matthew 22:37-40, when Jesus commands us, this is a command. He mandates that we love the Lord, not ourselves. It never says to love yourself. The Bible says you already love yourself and that's your problem.
Ephesians 5:29.
That's why we need the cross, the crucified life, to crucify self, to deny, that is, disown self, abandon yourself to God and others. And that's when life begins to happen, just like God ordained it. You're going to be shaking your head. You're going to be going, why did I wait so long? And listen, life isn't about trying to get a bigger house and trinkets and pouring all your time and money into that castle in the sand. That's nothing but waste. All you need is a bed to sleep in. And food and water, and God will provide that. I'm persuaded right now to ask you, to encourage you on that note, to get before God today and say, Lord, where do you want me on your planet and doing what? What do you want me doing? I'm all yours, Lord. Prepare and send me wherever it is. It might be where I'm at now. I'm all yours, Lord, and I know you're all mine. You must increase, but I must decrease in Jesus' name. Amen. So if we don't literally apply the crucified life, the cross principle daily, that proves that we don't love Christ above ourselves. He's not our first love, which means first priority in love. And we need to repent. Revelation 2:4-5, Jesus called the church at Ephesus to repent. They had to return to Him. And when you repent, when I repent, the times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19, 19. So such people who don't love the Lord, but they love themselves supremely and not Christ, it's one or the other. No man can serve two masters, Jesus said, Matthew 6:24. So in doing that and being lukewarm and not having Jesus as your first love, such people have made their choice, regardless of their mere verbal profession. If you're more interested in getting this trinket, including a new car, God forbid your car's 3 years old, you got to get all of this covetous, greedy, foolish, wasteful things. If you're more interested in that than loving God and people, you, my friend, are in need of repentance before it is too late, because you're not right with God. He's either first or he's last. If he's not first, you don't know him, he doesn't know you, and you're going to hell. And when he's first, you're going to be living to love and serve others as unto him. Now, Matthew Henry made this statement: the creator of the stars desires to shine his light into your heart and fill you with his glory, and may I add, fill you with his love. Edify one another is a verbatim three words we find in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. First priority of loving others is loving the body of Christ. Edify one another. Wherefore, notice he says, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together. And here it is. Edify, that means build up one another, even as also ye do. They were already doing it. And he was provoking them to love and good works to do it even more. To edify means to build up or upward with biblical truth, not flattery. And God will lead us and bless us to edify and lift up everybody else above ourselves. If you are not regularly, perpetually edifying or building up the members of the body of Christ, you have no business, my friend, correcting the body of Christ. I'm going to say that because we often see that, and that clearly identifies the root of self-righteousness and the need to repent afresh, because something's not right when you're trying to correct things, but yet you spend no time or effort putting your arm around a brother, either literally or figuratively, and edifying them and encouraging them in the way of the Lord and in their life with Christ and the ministry that he's using them to do. We need to be assertive about that. The kingdom is not about you and me. It's about Jesus and others. Repent now would be the command of God, and cry out to him for his mercy, for a heart of flesh, that you might walk and live the mind of Christ. And I love meditating on Philippians 2, 3 through 5, and even reading it every morning's a great thing to do. Philippians 2, 3 through 5. Let nothing, it says, be done through strife or vain glory, glory to yourself, but in lowliness, low, not high, but low. Holiness of mind, let each esteem other better, notice, better than themselves. What a picture. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind that he just described be in you, this disposition, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we're to count God and others above ourselves in that order. Romans 14, 19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may, here it is again, edify or build up another. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for a complete renovation of our lives, our dispositions, that we would be blessed to be crucified with Christ, that you would get to the root of any and all evil that is still in us and cause us to be rooted in thee, O God, so that the fruit which is emanating from the root will be holiness, purity, love, charity, serving others, edifying others, and winning souls to you. Let it be. Lord, help us to love you more. Cause it to be, O God, and to love others as we already love ourselves. To take that love that we already have for ourselves and that you're pouring in us, your love, and to pour it out on others. Give us opportunities, Lord, divine appointments to love and serve others for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts podcast on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.